Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, oh. What fun it is to ride the biggest pandemic wave, hey. Jokes aside, there is no sugarcoating it. This holiday season is depressing. Maybe not as bad as last year, but definitely a close second for worst Christmas ever, in my books. I can't believe we have been dealing with this virus for 2 years now. It all feels like a bad dream. I know I should be posting something positive and hopeful for the holidays. It was easier last year, knowing vaccines were on the way, and we could see a light at the end of the tunnel. But here we are yet again, battling a new variant that has taken us 2 steps backward. We are all allowed to be angry right now. COVID fatigue has hit us all, and it seems the extra stress with the new variant, restrictions and uncertainty has us behaving like those on Santa's naughty list. Despite our bleak situation, I have noticed so much good happening around the community over the past few weeks that truly warms my heart. I think this is the busiest holiday season one have ever had while reporting. Every day in December, I was out capturing a fundraiser, toy drive, food drive or donation to help others in need. From the holiday hamper and adopt a family program at the food bank to the Decorator's Edge toy drive, and South Simcoe Police Toy Mountain events, it was refreshing to see so many members of the community step up to help fill the gap for those in need this Christmas. These are stressful times for many, with increased demand for social services and basic human needs, like food, clothing, and rent. Every family has been affected in some way, shape, or form. Some more than others. I am grateful this holiday season to have my family, my health and the basic necessities of life, and more. If this pandemic has taught me anything, it is to truly appreciate everything you have. This Christmas will be quieter than others, but I am happy I will actually get to spend it with close family this year. Last year was hard, celebrating with family over FaceTime was not the same. Earlier this year, my parents moved from our family home in Caledon to Innisfil. I am so happy to have them close by and cherish all the extra time my kids and I get to spend with them. My 2 young boys are excited to be home for the holidays, and possibly into the new school year? The pandemic has hit them both in different ways. My youngest has developed severe separation anxiety issues, and it has been difficult getting him to daycare every day without a tantrum. My oldest has developed a deep relationship with video games and screens, which can be attributed to the extra time spent at home over the past few years. When they aren't fighting with each other like members of WWE, they can sometimes be found playing nicely together, quietly. I relish those moments. It has been a rough few years. I am hopeful next year will be better. But who really knows? All we can do is hope, work together and be kind to one another. I thank you all for continuing to read Bradford today and letting us tell the stories that matter most to the members of our community. I am so proud to live here and be part of this small, growing and caring town. I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays and Happy New Year. Natasha.